welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita and Olivia sitting here with me as well. We have a whole show about quarter miles. Now, you guys know we are always talking about quarter miles and how much fun it is for us to do this research and learn a lot about the different states that maybe are some things that we know already, Olivia, but then some things that are kind of those little unknown facts.
Right. I mean, I think some of the state designs are pretty obvious, of course, and it's understandable why, but there have been some really cool stories that you may never have heard of before. And that's what this segment and the podcast will be all about.
Exactly. And it's a great way to kind of pull those states out from the other states and really focus on them and really highlight some of those things. Last segment talked about Iowa, and I didn't realize how much they contributed to education in the United States.
Exactly. So that's one of those surprise states. But I think the one in this segment may not come as a surprise, but there's still a lot of fun things you can do there.
A lot of fun things to do. And we're doing this whole show about quarter miles because Olivia and I are creating a podcast all about quarter miles. So you guys can just listen to quarter miles nonstop.
Yes.
Kind of like what we like to do. Talk about it nonstop. So what's the next state up?
The next state is South Dakota. So, of course, the design may be obvious, but it was released in 2006, engraved by John Mercanti. And the design, of course, highlights Mount Rushmore National Monument and also has the state bird, a Chinese ringneck pheasant, flying above it. And it's bordered by heads of wheat. So they try to get a little bit of everything around, what I guess is a main attraction of the state.
Well, absolutely. I mean, most people know about Mount Rushmore because it features the faces of American presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. So people do go there specifically to see that.
Yes, and Mount Rushmore is a 5,725-foot peak above Harney National Forest. The sculptor Gutzon Borglum began drilling into Mount Rushmore in 1927, and he and his son Lincoln took 14 years to complete what is now called the Shrine of Democracy.
Well, yeah, I guess you would call it a shrine if it takes you 14 years to do it.
I think you deserve to call it a shrine.
Or to name it, whatever you want to name it. That's a lot of commitment there.
Yes.
What else about Mount Rushmore?
So the Mount Rushmore National Memorial, not only can you see this marvel of art, you can also visit the visitor center to see exhibits and watch films about the methods they used to carve Mount Rushmore in the process. I mean, 14 years, a lot went on in that time. You can also view the memorial up close on the presidential trail, though keep in mind it does take 22 steps to get up there. Mm. You can also dine at the marketplace and ice cream shop they have there. There are some ranger-led programs throughout the area. And you can also learn more about Native Americans who have lived on the surrounding land for thousands of years at the Lakota, Nakota, and Dakota Heritage Village that's right there in the memorial area.
Well, I love that you can do those audio tours as well because that really brings it to life. Instead of just kind of walking around and just wondering, definitely pick up one of those headsets so you can know exactly what's going on.
And you can go at your own pace.
You can go at your own pace, which is great too. You can circle back if you want to see a couple of things. But keep it in mind those steps too, because if you do have some mobility issues, you may want to check ahead and see if there are some other options for doing it as well.
Yes.
And then the Black Hills National Forest is 1.25 million acres, of forest surrounding Mount Rushmore. That's a lot of land around Mount Rushmore. And it's home to the densest cave system in the world at Wind Cave National Park. So that's a great way also to add to it. So if you're going there, you definitely want to add that as part of it.
Yeah, and the exciting part about that is it is constantly being explored. So about 4 new miles of caves are explored every year. So there's new things being discovered every year as well.
Well, yeah, they have Homestake Mine, was the largest and the deepest gold mine in North America before it closed in 2002. But the surface tours are still available, so you can check it out and kind of see where people kind of
mined for gold.
Well, they found some gold. Someone got rich there.
Not you, though.
Not right. Won't be me.
You can't mine for gold anymore, but you can see how they did it.
Exactly. That's always a good thing to kind of see. We love history.
Yes. And one highway that's considered a must-drive highway if you like to do those scenic drives is the Spearfish Canyon Scenic Byway. You can see a couple different waterfalls, such as Rough Lock Falls and Bridal Veil Falls, and you also have to look out for the mountain goats that are scaling the cliffs near the falls. So there's plenty of opportunity to see also bison, elk, deer, antelope and prairie dogs.
Oh, that would be really fun, especially for folks who love, you know, to see the animals in their natural. Their national and their natural habitat. You can find both of those there and just kind of take a quick look at that. Again, great opportunities to take a lot of photos.
Absolutely. And again, go at your own pace. And there's also a wine trail along Highway 385 connecting five different wineries and tasting rooms, again, surrounded by beautiful scenery. And also, due to low light pollution in the area, it's really easy to see a sky full of stars at night. And not far away from Black Hills is the Badlands National Park, which I think we've actually talked about before, where you can take part in a night sky program to view the summer sky with provided telescopes. So if you want to kind of plan your trip around that, something to think about.
And I would definitely highly recommend that, because I have been to the Badlands National Park, and it is really fantastic just to see that area. And then also, too, to think about the early pioneers and making their way across the land and settling. It's just really amazing to kind of go and see it outside of the history books.
Yes. And now another memorial near Mount Rushmore is the Crazy Horse Memorial. And this is actually the world's largest mountain carving. And it's a portrait that shows the likeness of a Lakota Sioux warrior and leader named Crazy Horse. The idea for this memorial was conceived by Henry Standing Bear, who is a Lakota chief who aimed to preserve the living culture and heritage of Native Americans. And the sculptor Korczak Zolkowski began carving in 1948, so a couple years after Mount Rushmore, and intended to create a statue that was 641 feet long, 563 feet high. To give you some perspective, the faces of Mount Rushmore are 60 feet high. So that's a pretty ambitious project. And since beginning the project, members of Zolkowski's family and other supporters have continued the mission for him.
Well, that's pretty amazing, because this 87.5-foot tall carving of Crazy Horse face as completed in 1998. And now the focus is on completing a 209-foot carving of the horse's head.
Yes, a little bit beneath where Crazy Horse's face is. They're aiming to carve
the head.
His horse's head.
That would be interesting to see that. So lots of carvings that go on right there in South Dakota. But, you know, it's because also, too, I mean, the mountains there really are conducive to that.
Yes. And
it's pretty easy to do it.
And it is an ongoing project, so you can kind of see their progress when you visit. And you can also check out two different museums right there that were created to honor Native Americans, the Indian Museum of North America and the Native American Educational and Cultural Center. They have over 12,000 contemporary and historic items. And you can also take part in a hands-on make and take craft opportunity, too.
Well, and in the summer, guests can watch and visit with Native American artisans, dancers, and lecturers. Now, I would think that would be really something great to do, bring the kids. You know, as we say all the time, we're always looking for those destinations where you can go and take the whole family. Everyone can get something from it. But this is very educational, and the kids won't even realize that they're really learning something.
Absolutely. And if you make something there, you get to bring back a souvenir that you had a hand in creating.
Sounds fantastic to me. Really does. So this is definitely one that you want to check out. Now, we're down to the bottom of the segment, but we'll be back with another state here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only love?